That's a gift from Rabbul Alameen for the fasting
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Messenger of Allah صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم said زينوا مجالسكم بالصلاة علي فإن صلاتكم نور لكم يوم القيامة The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that decorate your gatherings that when you sit together, when you get together, decorate your gatherings by the means of reciting salat upon me, by the means of reciting darood, by the means of praising me, as this praising of yours will be light for you, will be noor for you on the day of judgment. Subhanallah, to leave, to get away from the darkness, to relish the darkness of the Day of Judgment, we must recite durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And through the blessings of reciting this durood, there will be light on the Day of Judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today's topic is something that we need to think about on a deeper level. We start something but we cannot finish it. We begin something, we cannot end it. We take on a task, we are unable to complete it. We start a business, our business fails. We do so many things, but we are not given success in it. We are not given a result that we need from it. We are not given the end result from it. What we want from it, we are not given it. So the topic of today is success. And within success, there are so many branches, there are so many things which come into place. But the things that we will focus on today is striving. That if you want to gain success, you need to strive for that thing. And the second one is steadfastness, istiqamah. That if a person, he strives, he tries, he puts the effort in, he goes the extra mile, and he is consistent in doing so, he's consistent in giving that 110%. He is consistent day in, day out. If a person can master these two qualities of striving and steadfastness, then he will be given success in whatever he desires. Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu states that Sayyidatana Shariq radiallahu anha was in Makkah and she was a non-Muslimah. She was not a Muslim at start. And then her inclination, her interest in Islam grew to the point that she accepted Islam. She became a mu'mina, she became a muslimah. And then she started to gain the knowledge of the deen, she started to gain the knowledge of the religion, she started studying, and she started reading, studying, gaining knowledge. To the extent that she was able to teach others, she became a teacher. And when she started teaching people in Makkah, it was very difficult for her. Because at that start, there were a lot of enemies of Islam. So they captured her, and they said to her, "Have we no regard for your tribe? We would have punished you harshly. But now we will only rest after sending you back to the Muslims." She was captured. And the reports that the people of Makkah, they tortured her and they imprisoned her. And they were very harsh with the way they used to do, the manners they treated with her. I remember Makkah was in a desert and it was the scorching heat of the desert. And when she was in the desert and the people, they tied her up and they would not give her any water, she would call out to Allah for help. She would ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help. And miraculously, by the will of Allah ta'ala, a pot of water, a pitcher would come and she would drink water from it. And she was surprised as her hands were tied. There would nobody that would bring this, there would nobody that would leave. But she was getting water. And when the people, when the non-Muslims, they seen this, that we had tied this woman up, and yet she is able to drink water, there are signs of water upon her face, there are signs of coolness upon her face. They asked her, that, "Did you free yourself and get water? Did somebody come here to give you water? Did you call out to somebody and they came and they gave you water? And she replied, no, but it is my Allah who has been feeding me water. And when they checked the water seals, when they checked the water skins, they found that there was not a single one of them which was open. There was not a single one of them which was decreased in water. There was not a single one of them which was hindered by anything. And when those people seen this, and they seen her steadfastness upon the religion, and they seen this miracle of water which is granted to her, they accepted Islam as well. Subhanallah. That Umm Shariq had steadfastness in her faith, even when she was tortured, even when she was placed on the scorching heat of Makkah, even when the water supply was cut off, even when everything was taken away from her, she was mustaqim, she had istiqama upon Islam, upon the deed. And due to this, she was able to see the fruits, she was able to see the success of her istiqama, which was making people Muslim, which was her initial goal as well. So we need to implement this in our lives, that if there is something that we desire, if there is something that we seek, then we need to be steadfast upon it. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to Lady Aisha radiallahu anha, that Allah Ta'ala likes that act which is consistent, even if it is small. Even if that action is small, but it is done consecutively, it is done constantly, Allah Ta'ala prefers that, Allah Ta'ala likes that, Allah Ta'ala loves that over our action which is done one-off. Why? Because an action which is done constantly, which is done consecutively, which is done with istiqamah, there is more hardship upon an individual. This shows the dedication of an individual. This shows that a person is serious about it. For example, a person one day might recite 10,000 durus upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then for the whole year he does not recite durus upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there is another individual, he only recites 100 durus upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he does it every single day. Not a single day goes past except he is reciting durus upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Or a person, he reads a large amount of Quran in one day, and then he does not touch the Quran for the rest of the year. Or there's another individual, he reads a ruku of the Quran every day. Or he reads an ayah, he reads a single verse of the Quran every day. The person who recites a single verse of the Quran, a person who recites a single ruku of the Quran, a person who recites 100 durood upon the Prophet ﷺ daily, this action of his is better than that individual who only does a large amount of deed for one time. Because consecutiveness, being constant in an act, is more dearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the beauty of being consistent and the beauty of being steadfast is that you gain the reward of that action on a daily basis. For example, a person, he does an action one-off. He has been given the reward of that action one-off and now it has stopped. Whereas if a person is doing small actions every single day, then the benefit of those small actions are coming to him every single day. And this is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Allah Ta'ala has told us in the Quran. Allah Ta'ala says in the holiest Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, innal ladhina qalu rabbuna Allahu thumma istaqamu tatanazzalu alayhimul malaikatu alla takhafu wa la tahzanu wa abshiru bil jannati allati kuntum tu'adun. Translation from Kanzul Iman: indeed, those who said Allah is our Lord, then remained firm upon it, the angels descend upon them that do not fear nor grieve, and be happy for that paradise which you were promised. Subhanallah. No doubt those who affirmed Allah Ta'ala as their Lord, those who take Allah Ta'ala, those who became Muslims, and they are steadfast upon this, they are consistent upon this till the day they die, Allah Ta'ala will grant them paradise. Allah Ta'ala will grant them happiness. Allah Ta'ala will grant them the promises which have been made in the Quran in relation with the mu'mineen. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the era after yours will be the era of patience. Whoever remains steadfast upon the deen, whoever remains steadfast upon Islam, in that era will be given the reward equal to 50 martyrs amongst you. Subhanallah. So if we have this mindset, if we change the state of our mind to make it in a way that we will be steadfast. We will encourage ourselves to be consistent in the actions we do. We will be more careful in the actions we do. We will be more appreciating and prioritizing the actions we need to do. Then this is very rewarding for an individual. Sayyidina Sufyan bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu has narrated, I requested in the court of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, tell me something comprehensive about the religion so that I may never have to ask someone else about it again. So Sayyidina Sufyan came to the Messenger of Allah and he, Ya Rasulullah, give me such a nasiha, give me such a word of advice that once I hear it, I may never need to go to somebody again. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, قُلْ أَمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that, say, I believe in Allah, and then remain steadfast upon it. Steadfastness is the key to success. Now we have heard about steadfastness, we have heard about istiqamah. But what are the methods somebody can adopt to gain istiqamah? The first way a person can gain istiqamah is by having purity in his intention. Remember, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Innama al-a'malu bin-niyyat." And you know the hadith, "Niyyatul mu'mini khayrun min 'amali," that indeed actions are dependent upon intention, and an intention is better than an action. So when we have that clarity, when we have that purity in our action, when we have that honesty in our intention, then our actions will become easy. Another way a person can gain steadfastness is by supplicating in the court of Allah Ta'ala, by making dua in the court of Allah Ta'ala, that Ya Allah, you are the one who gives success. Ya Allah, you are the one who gives everything to everyone. Ya Allah, there is not a single leaf which can turn without your permission. Ya Allah, not a single person can take a breath. If he takes in a breath, it is only with your permission that he breathes that out. When a person remembers and he asks Allah that you are the one who is in control of everything, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ, Allah Ta'ala is all-powerful over everything, and you ask the one who is all-powerful, then you will be granted success. Number three, a person can gain success or steadfastness is by doing things in accordance to levels, by doing things according to their stages, according to their places. So for example, a person, he does not pray fara'id, he does not pray his obligatory prayers, yet he wants to wake up for tahajjud and he wants to pray nawafil. You will not have istiqamah, you will not be successful like this. Why? Because the commandment of fara'id is first, it should be prioritized, it should be given the highest level of attention. When a person, he's fulfilling all his fara'id, fara'id of salah, fara'id of zakah, fara'id of hajj, fara'id of sawm, fara'id of not looking at haram, not listening to haram, all of these fara'id, then he can move on to the sunnahs. And when he acts upon the sunnahs, then he can move on to the nawafil, and then the mustahabbat, and then those things which are preferred. And like this, when he starts level by level by level, then he will be given success in the utmost manner, because the action, the way he has done things, have been done in the best of manners. In order to attain steadfastness, a person also needs to have a balance. Meaning a person, he cannot become too brave upon something and he cannot become too cowardly on something. He should have hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, but he should also fear the hidden plan of Allah Ta'ala. And when he has this balance in between himself and then he is doing things accordingly, then he will be done. He will be given success. Another interpretation of having balance is that he does not overdo himself. There's a hadith of the Prophet that, do not overtax yourself in the religion. Do not make things difficult for yourself. If you know that there is only a certain amount that you can do, then do that. But do it in a manner which is beautiful. Do it in a beautiful manner. And when you have mastered that, when you are able to do that, then you can move on to extra. And then you can add yours to your daily worship and you will gain success. If you look at that individual who wants to do hifz of the Quran, he wants to learn the Quran, he wants to memorize the Quran, he does not go on to by memorizing a quarter, a half, pages in a day. No, he starts off by doing a verse, by doing a line, then it is increased by two, then it is by increased by three, then he will be stuck on three for a bit of time. When his teacher thinks that he is capable of moving on, then his lines will be increased. And slowly and gradually, when the balance is so that he can take on more, but yet still be comfortable with it, he can take on a greater responsibility, but still have the ability to fulfill it, then he is getting closer to success, and he's going to his success in a quicker manner. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And even if you look at the steadfastness of the companions, even if you look at the steadfastness of the awliya, what do we see? The imam of ours, the one who has thousands of and millions of followers who follow him, his istiqamah was such that he would not speak, he would not backbite even about his enemies. The control he had upon his tongue, the steadfastness he had upon his tongue, that he would not even speak, he would not even backbite his enemies. And Sayyidina Ghawth al-A'zam, rahmatullah alayh, his steadfastness was such that he would offer Fajr with the wudu of Isha for 40 years. For 40 years he would perform Fajr with the wudu of Isha. And this was his steadfastness upon doing good deeds. And Sayyidina Aswad bin Yazid, rahmatullah alayh, would offer 1,000 rak'ahs daily without any miss, without any neglectfulness. He would recite, he would read 1,000 rak'ahs upon a daily basis. And this is the steadfastness of our awliya. This is the steadfastness of the companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that when they would put their mind to something, when they wanted success from something, then they would try their utmost best to get it. Remember, what we need to realize is that the results of actions are not in our hands. It is Allah Ta'ala who grants success. And we need to have a mindset, our state of mind should be such that if Allah Ta'ala has given us success in this matter, then this is good for us. If Allah Ta'ala has not granted us success in this matter, then that is good for us as well. Why? Because we have incomplete knowledge. We do not have the ability to determine what is best for us. It is Allah Ta'ala who sees everything. It is Allah Ta'ala who has the ilm of everything. It is Allah Ta'ala who decides what is best in the favor. Sometimes something happens in our life and we feel like maybe it was not the best thing for us. And then 5 years later, 10 years later, or sometimes the next day, we realize, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, I am so glad that that thing happened. Otherwise, this difficulty, this trial, this tribulation would have been so much worse, would have been so much more severe, would have caused me so much more damage. So success doesn't necessarily mean that you be given that thing which you seek. But sometimes success is in that which is taken away from you. And we need to have this state of mind. We need to adopt this mentality that whatever happens for a believer, it happens for the best. When Sayyidina Hazrat Sufyan Thawri rahmatullah alayhi passed away, someone saw him in a dream and said, Ma fa'alallahu bika. The creator said to me that those nights you worshipped, those tears which came out of your eyes, those that softness in your heart, and you used to pray in that form, I will grant you the ajr, I will grant you the success, I will grant you the jaza for that today. Enter from whichever paradise you wish to enter from. And this should be our mindset as well, that whatever religious act we do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do it so Allah ta'ala grants us success in this life and the hereafter, that Allah ta'ala becomes pleased with us. The biggest success of a Muslim is that he dies with Iman and his Lord is pleased with him. We are in the days of Eid, and somebody came to Sayyidina Ghawth al-A'zam radiallahu anhu, and they said, Eid Mubarak, happy Eid to you, like we say. And Sayyidina Ghawth al-A'zam said that today is not my day of Eid. My day of Eid will be the day when I leave this world with Iman and I stand in the court of my Lord in a way that He is pleased with me. Real success is worshipping Allah Ta'ala. Real success is fulfilling the commandments of Allah. Real success is dying with Iman. Real success is waking up that your Lord is happy with you. Real success is that your book of deeds is handed to you in your right hand. Real success is that Allah Ta'ala says to you, enter paradise without accountability. Real success is that you are in paradise with the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Real success is that you are from those people who are so high in paradise, who have been given such a high status that they see their Lord in paradise every morning and every evening. That is true success. And that is the success that we should strive for. That is the success that we should work for. That is the success that we should pray for as well. Where Allah Ta'ala gives us and where we ask Him to give us things in this life, one thing we should ask Him is the protection of our iman and the protection of the calamities of the hereafter. And may Allah grant us Jannah. We should always do dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-jannah, Allahumma adkhilna jannat al-firdaus bighayri hisab, that, oh Allah, I ask you for paradise. It has been stated that a person who asks for Allah for paradise three times, paradise asks Allah for that individual. And may Allah Ta'ala grant us paradise without accountability. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala forgive any of our shortcomings. Ameen bijahi Nabi al-Ameen wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's again.